Alan Miller. We're going to do a deep dive into songwriting. So stick around for all that. It's straight ahead. And it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass, BluegrassToday.com. We're going to kick it off with Woody Platt. Here's Long Time Gone.
That I'd like to bring to your attention as we continue together to be in God's Word and to be growing in that Word. We have and continue this morning our Sunday school program for our children and our Bible study for those who are beyond those years of childhood. So if you're interested in joining me for our study this morning, we're talking about the Christian faith and things that people say and believe, and is it actually true, or are we believing some myths according to scriptures? We also have other opportunities during the week. Wednesday morning, we are studying the Psalms and how they apply to each of us in our lives today, even though they are thousands of years old. So we look at the Psalms and the truth that they reveal for us in our life today. There are other studies, a women's study on Thursday afternoons, if you're interested in that also. And these studies are there for you to grow in your faith and for the ability for you to help encourage others in their faith. So we are so thankful for these opportunities. This morning we are following the service of Matins on page 219, and I invite you to please stand as we begin.
My lips. Thank you.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please speak responsibly with me, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy.
Then they said among the nations,
the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev.
The wells of sorrow and tears shall be with shouts of joy.
He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing,
shall come with shouts of joy,
bringing his sheaves with him. Please be seated.
As in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces that pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass over? And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? And you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to Zion, you are my people. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
I invite the congregation, please stand as you are able for the gospel reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. While Jesus was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, if I only touch his garment, I will be made well. Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all that district. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. I invite the congregation, please be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for our children's message. Boys and girls.
Morning.
Well, it is a good morning. It's a good morning because you are able to be here and to be listening and hearing God's word for you. The epistle lesson, or the lesson that comes from the New Testament book of Colossians, it says, and so from the day I heard, we have not ceased to pray for you. So Paul is writing a letter. He's writing it to the Colossians, as we call them, the people who lived in a city called Colossus. And he's writing that he prays for them. And he says that he's prayed that they would be filled with knowledge about God, with spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that they could live their lives and walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. So, Paul gives to you and to me an example. Can you pray? Are you able to pray? Yeah. We can all pray. And how is it that we pray? Well, we pray in a manner that's kind of fashioned, where we begin by addressing God, right? We say either, Dear Heavenly Father, Dear God, Dear Jesus, Lord Almighty. There's a lot of ways that we can talk to God and address Him, because He's got a lot of names, right? But we talk to God. And then we can ask for those things that we want to ask for, right? So we talk to God, we pray to Him in His name, one of His names, and then we ask what we want to pray for. And Paul here, he says that we're praying for other people. We're praying that God would work in their life. God would help them understand. God would help them live lives that are good and according to His will. Are you able to pray those types of prayers? Yeah. But what are some other things that you might pray for when you're asking and speaking to God? What other things do you pray for? Do we ask that God would help keep us safe or other people safe? Maybe when they're traveling? Or do we pray for people when they're sick and pray that God would provide them healing? Yeah, these are other things that you and I can pray for. So we address God and pray in His name, and then we tend to close our prayers or end our prayers by saying, In Jesus' name, right? We pray these things and we ask for them for the sake of Jesus, who is our Savior. And so you are able to pray, and not just for yourself, right? Certainly we can pray that God would help us when we need our help, but we also are called to pray for others, just as Paul gives that example in today's lesson from the book of Colossians. So I want you to join me in praying now our echo prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of prayer. Thank you for the gift of prayer that allows me to ask you for my needs and the needs of others. That allows me to ask you for my needs and the needs of others. Thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you for hearing my prayers. As I am your child through Jesus Christ. As I am your child through Jesus Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you very much this morning for coming up, boys and girls. Our congregation is going to continue and sing hymn 752.
Oh,
From God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon the text from Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah calls from the Lord, "Awake, awake." When do you use those words, awake, or would call for people to be awake, or maybe you say, wake up? When does it happen?
In the morning.
In the morning, when people have been sleeping. People in their sleeping state, you might say, are unaware of what is going around, what's going on around and outside of them. Sleep is really a wonderful and peaceful thing, and yet there are times we are called to action, to see things as they truly are. And this is even certain and true today, where there's a need for people to wake up. Wake up and realize what is happening and going on around us. As a society, I think we need also to hear these words, awake, awake. And what might we need to awaken from? Well, I might say that this last week we've seen people and fear plaguing us. It's been very evident because you have those people who do play upon the fears of others. Fear in our society. It exists, but why does it exist, and why might we have so much of it? The American Psychological Association has an article from an academic journal, and they summarize the article and say, "Fear-based appeals appear to be effective at influencing attitudes and behaviors, especially among women, according to a comprehensive review of over 50 years of research on the topic, published by the American Psychological Association. So these appeals are effective at changing attitudes and intentions and behaviors. There are very few circumstances under which they are not effective, and there are no identifiable circumstances under which they backfire and lead to undesirable consequences," says Dolores Albrecken, PhD, professor of psychology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and author of the study published in the journal Psychological Bulletin. So, there's been studies out there that say if you use fear, it can and will be an effective method to get people to change. Have you guys seen any fear campaigns recently in our past political turmoil? People using fear in order to get you to get to be upon their side and position. Why do they do so? Well, because it's effective, they say. And so, people use fear. They tell you about a future that you do not desire in order to get you to side with them. Fear-mongering is real and has been very much used upon us because they find it to be effective. We do not want undesirable consequences, and so people, they play upon our fears. We've seen it, like I said, this last week, especially in the political realm. But there are other ways that fear can be used in regards to the future. Think about the rhetoric that is used with climate change. If we don't do anything, the world is going to come to an end. The world will not be like we know it. It will be destroyed by humanity. And so there are those that live in fear of climate change. And I have a very hard time understanding what causes them to have such fear in regards to climate change. Maybe I just haven't been around long enough to understand why I should be fearful for. Maybe I don't listen to the right people to know why I need to be concerned and fearful of the future. Or maybe I just don't understand because I have a different world view, and what people say doesn't necessarily undermine the world view that I have. A world view that begins with a simple statement of what I believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. When we begin our worldview founded upon our Heavenly Father, the one who has made creation, the one who has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem the creation, the one who sends the Holy Spirit into us, sanctifying us as we continue to live in this creation until the day when our Savior returns. When we begin there, well, the things of this world definitely are different and bring different concerns to me. What is it that gives me peace rather than anxiety and fear when I look at the future in regards to our earth and humanity upon it? Well, that happens to be spoken by Isaiah also in our in the Old Testament lesson today. When he calls the people, awake, awake, when he wants them to hearken, not just to hear all the messages that the people have been feeding to them from the nations around them, but rather listen to what the Lord, your Heavenly Father, your Creator, your Redeemer has said to you. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. You guys, you are the Lord's arm. You are the Lord working here and now. He works in and through you. Awake, as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Isaiah calls for the people to remember what God has done in and through them in the past, and about God and what he does. Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great depth, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to pass through? Did not God dry up the Red Sea, part it so that his people could pass through? Yes, that is what God did. God saved his people. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The Lord has good days ahead for you. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass? Who is it that you are fearing? Are there people in your life that you are afraid of, what they may do, what they will do? Are they really those that you need to fear? Is it man that you should be afraid of? And have forgotten the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? And you fear continually all the day because of the wrath of the oppressor when he sets himself to destroy? And where is the wrath of the oppressor? So you fear a man, you fear humanity, you're afraid of them, and yet, what about the one who has created all that you know? Should you not fear the one that is greater? God, your Maker, the one who made heaven and earth? Should you not look to him? What about your oppressor? What about those who bring to us this fear in our lives? He who is bowed down shall speedily be released. He shall not die and go down to the pit, neither shall his bread be lacking. When you are oppressed, when there are those who would like to have dominion over you, who want to make you their puppet, our Heavenly Father says, you shall speedily be released. No, you will not die going down to the pit. No, you need not worry about where you will get your bread from. Your Heavenly Father knows your needs. He continues to be with you. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Yes, he is your God, the one who has control over all of his creation, the sea, the winds, the waves. It is in his hands. Everything. The Lord of hosts. The birds of the air, the fish of the seas, the animals upon the ground, even all of humanity, our Heavenly Father has power over. Today, tomorrow, and forever. So he calls for us, do not fear, but be awake. Realize whose you are. Who is it that you belong to? You are the people of God. In and through your baptism, is there something here upon the earth that we should fear?
No. There's nothing that can take us from our Heavenly Father. There's nothing more powerful than Him in all the world. There is nothing you and I should fear in this life. Not even the future itself. For God knows what is coming, and He will continue to be with you just as He always has been. And He will be with you in such a way that you yourself will be comforted and will not be filled with fear. He says, I have put my words in your mouth and covered you in the shadow of my hand, establishing the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth, and saying to Zion, you are my people. Today, you and I continue to be the people of our Heavenly Father. And yes, He has put His words into your mouth. Words of promise that He will never leave you, He will never forsake you. The earth, well, it is going to come to an end. It's actually certain to come to an end. The end is coming with the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, life upon this earth will no longer be like you and I have known it to be. It will be vastly different and incredibly better beyond what we can imagine. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself will return, and the earth will end. Sin and death will be destroyed, and there will be life forever in our Heavenly Father, the Lord who continues to watch over, to protect, to cover you in the shadow of His hands. Be awake to the realities of this world. Your Heavenly Father is over all that happens on this earth. Yes, He knows those things that are going on, and He does even allow for a time evil to continue. But there is nothing that can overcome our Heavenly Father. And in Him, you and I are called to put our trust. Not in humanity who looks to do what is best for the world, at least as far as we can see. But we are called to trust in our Heavenly Father who loves us, who sent His Son Jesus to redeem us and died to save us from the sinful world and bring us with Him to life everlasting. Awake, put on strength, for you belong to the Lord of hosts, the one who is over all the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to be filled with joy and sing with me the Te Deum as we look to the Lord of hosts and what He has done for us. Please stand.
We acknowledge you, O God. Seraphim continually do cry. company of the apostles praise you. A goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. A noble army of martyrs praise you. A holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. A father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son. Also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants whom you have redeemed. Save your people and bless your heritage. Cover them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify you, and we worship your name forever and ever. Grant, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let your mercy be upon us as our trust is in you. O Lord, in you have I trusted, let me never be confounded.
At this time, we gather our offerings, thanking our Heavenly Father for all that he has given to us. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to you.
Almighty God, merciful Father, who created and completed all things on this day when the work of our calling begins anew, we implore you to create its beginning, direct its continuance, and bless its end, that our doings may be preserved from sin, our life sanctified, and our work this day be well-pleasing to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, we ask that you continue to be with all of your church. Look upon us, so that we would be able to recognize you in all that you have done. Allow those you have called into the ministry to bring forth your truth and righteousness to those who need you, so that their lives would not be lived in fear. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, be with all those who have asked for us to remember them in our prayers, that you might deliver them from the ills of body and soul. We especially remember Rick, Glenn, Tracy, Melody, Arlene, Cheryl, and Rita. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Almighty Father, everlasting God, we ask that you continue to keep safe all those who travel this day. You led your children of Israel through the midst of the sea. By a star you led the wise men to the infant Jesus. Protect and guide us now at this time, and all those who travel. Make our ways safe, our homecomings joyful, and bring us at last to our heavenly home, where you dwell in glory with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may by you be plenteously rewarded through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all of our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
I invite you to be seated as we sing our concluding hymn number 924.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well. On the YouTube channel, search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Coming up in this hour, new music from Sister Sadie, Matt Wallace, Bob Minner, Dan Tominski, and a conversation with Mylon Miller. We're going to do a deep dive into songwriting, so stick around for all that. It's straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, your online source for all things bluegrass, BluegrassToday.com. We're going to kick it off with Woody Platt. Here's Long Time Gone.
Thank you. get the bird to fish. You better get the wine if the wood's chopped. You better get the carrot if the weeds grow. You better get the weed in their mouth. All the high roads are better when we take them like the kind words. Are better when we say them and we're all better when we're living our lives. Oh, it's an age-old song, we don't have long. Just one little flash and it all could be gone. Well, the sun shines better when we're in it like life is. Better when we live it and we're all better when we're living our lives. Better all together when the rain falls on the fair weather of the good times, cause they can make it all right. No, they don't care. The phone starts ringing, they'll drop in. No matter what the reason is, they know we're better when we're living our lives. Oh, it's an age-old song, we don't have long. Just one little flash and it all could be gone. Well, the sun shines better when we're in it like life is. Better when we live it and we're all better when we're living our lives.